The Voice of Knowledge, a practical guide to inner peace. Chapter 1. Adam and Eve. A beautiful and ancient legend that almost everyone has heard before is the story of Adam and Eve. It is one of my favorite stories because it explains with symbolism what I will try to explain with words. The story of Adam and Eve is one of the greatest teachings ever, but I believe that most people misunderstand it. Now, I will tell you the story from a different point of view, perhaps from the same point of view as the one who created it. The story is about you and me. It's about all of humanity, because man, woman, we are only one living being. In this story, we call ourselves Adam and Eve, and we are the original humans. The story begins before we closed our spiritual eyes, which means thousands of years ago. We used to live in paradise, in the Garden of Eden, which was heaven on earth. Heaven exists when our spiritual eyes are open. It is a place of peace and joy, freedom, and eternal love. For us, Adam and Eve, everything was about love. We lived in perfect harmony with all of creation. Our relationship with God, our Creator, was a perfect communion of love, which means that we communed with God all of the time, and God communed with us. Life was beautiful in paradise. The original humans saw everything through the eyes of truth, the way it is, and we loved it. Well, the legend says that in the middle of paradise stood two trees. One was the tree of life, which gave life to everything in existence, and the other was the tree of death, better known as the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge was a beautiful tree with juicy fruit, very tempting. And God told us, "Don't go near the tree of knowledge. If you eat the fruit of that tree, you may die." Of course, no problem. But by nature, we love to explore, and surely we went to pay a visit to the tree. If you remember the story, the tree of knowledge was the home of a fallen angel, a big snake full of poison. As you know, an angel is a messenger who delivers God's message, a message of truth and love. But that fallen angel's message was fear instead of love. It was a lie instead of the truth. In fact, the story describes the fallen angel as the prince of lies, which means that every word coming out of his mouth was a lie. According to the story, the prince of lies was living in the tree of knowledge, and the fruit of that tree, which was knowledge, was contaminated with lies. We went to that tree, and there was the prince of lies, a very smart guy, with a story of his own. That fallen angel talked and talked, and we listened and listened. We were innocent. We didn't know. We believed the lies in the fallen angel's story, and that was our big mistake. That is what it means to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge. When we bit into the apple, we ate the lies that came with knowledge. What happens when we eat a lie? We believe it, and boom, now that lie lives in us. The mind is fertile ground for concepts and opinions. If someone tells us a lie and we believe it, that lie takes root in our mind. There it can grow big and strong, just like a tree. One little lie can be very contagious, spreading from person to person when we share it with others. Well, the lies went into our mind and reproduced a whole tree of knowledge inside our head, which is everything that we know. But what is it that we know? Mostly lies. The tree of knowledge is a powerful symbol. The legend says that whoever eats the fruit of the tree of knowledge will have knowledge of good and evil, right and wrong. They will gather all of that knowledge and begin to judge. Well, that is what happened in our head. After we ate the fruit, we judged ourselves as no longer good enough, and of course we judged others too. With judgment came guilt and shame, and the need to punish and be punished. We no longer respected and loved all of creation. We no longer believed that God was loving and just. We believed that God would punish and hurt us. It was a lie, but we believed it, and we separated from God. From this point, it's easy to understand what is meant by original sin. The original sin is not sex. No, that is another lie. The original sin is to believe the lies that come from the snake in the tree. The meaning of the word sin is to go against. To sin is not about blame or moral condemnation. To sin is to believe in lies and to use those lies against ourselves. From that first sin, all of our other sins are born. How many lies do you hear in your head? Who is judging? Who is talking? Who's the one with all the opinions? If you don't love, it's because that voice doesn't let you love. If you don't enjoy your life, it's because that voice doesn't let you enjoy it. And not only that, the liar in our head has the need to express its lies, to tell its story. We share the fruit of our tree with others, and because others have the same kind of liar, together our lies become more powerful. Humans will even destroy one another in the name of these lies. Who is living our life? Who's making our choices? I think the answer's obvious. The storyteller is there. It's that voice in our head. That voice is talking and talking, and we are listening and believing every word. That voice never stops judging. It judges whatever we do or don't do, whatever we feel or don't feel, whatever everybody else does. It is constantly gossiping in our head. And what comes out of that voice? Mostly lies. That is why we don't see the reality of heaven that exists all around us. Heaven belongs to us because we are the children of heaven. The voice in our head doesn't belong to us. When we are born, we don't have that voice. The voice comes after we learn. First the language, then different points of view, then all the judgments and lies. Even when we first learn to speak, we speak only truth. But little by little, the whole tree of knowledge is programmed into our head, and the big liar takes over the dream of our life. In that moment, our spiritual eyes close, and we no longer see with the eyes of truth. With all the knowledge in our head, we can only perceive knowledge. We can only perceive lies, and lies have no place in heaven. This is how humans lost paradise. We create the whole dream of humanity, individually and collectively, based on lies. The story of Adam and Eve explains how humanity fell from the dream of heaven. It explains how we became the way we are right now. You see, in the moment when we separated from God, we started to search for God. For the first time, we started to search for the love we believed we didn't have. We started to search for justice, for beauty, for truth. The search began thousands of years ago, and humans are still searching for the paradise we lost. We're searching for the way we used to be before we believed in lies. Authentic, truthful, loving, joyful. The truth is, we're searching for ourself. It was true what God told us. If we eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge, we may die. We did eat it, and we are dead because our authentic self is no longer there. The one who is living our life is the Prince of Lies, that voice in our head. You can call it thinking. I call it the voice of knowledge.